Blog Talk Radio.
I'm trying to play, but where I'm all turned down, I can't say what's left to do. The truth is I'm no strength to cry, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Morning, Radio Land. How are you all this morning? God bless you. I'm so excited to be back. I am your host this morning, Apostle Dr. Rosalyn Overton, and of course, course, we are with Follow Me as I Follow Christ Outreach Ministries. And I've been away a couple of weeks doing other ministry opportunities, and I did miss being on here with you all. If you have not already, come on, come on, come on. I need you to invite somebody. I need you to call somebody. I need you to send in your prayer requests. Yes, indeed. Send them to 847-942-9979. We definitely want to hear from you. If you have a prayer request and you can't call in to the radio station, you could just text it over to that number. If not, please go to Facebook and like our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and you can inbox us that way. Just so many different opportunities for you to be able to get in touch with us. We also have an email, which is fmfcchicago@outlook.com. That is fmfcchicago@outlook.com. We are so focus-driven this morning. We are geared up. I'm so excited because we also have one of our other warriors. You know, we have no borders. We have no boundaries. Jesus went into the hedges and the highway and compelled men to come. And so we are global prayer warriors means just that. So they're all over the land, even in the countries, Africa, Philippines, Turkey. They're everywhere praying with you and for you. And so we have someone this morning who is going to co-host with us. I hope that all the technology is working well. Sister Kenyatta, are you with us this morning? Can you hear us this morning?
Praise the Lord. How are you?
Okay, there we go. There we go. I am well. I am well. Is your volume up?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So we are so excited. Yes, we hear you. We hear you much better now. Sometimes the technology tries to make us to be impeded by the progress and manifestation of Holy Spirit. But see, that's the beautiful thing. Holy Spirit is just that. It's a spirit. The enemy cannot overturn or be triumphant over Holy Spirit. So we have prayed over these technology lines. We have prayed over the airwaves, and we are looking forward to you all being able to get through on the line. If you're not able to dial in to 213-943-3799, please go ahead on and text us to 847-942-9979. And I know for some of you all, that might be a lot of numbers. It's just this, and this. But that is our point. We want to make sure that you have more than one way to reach us. Someone might not have a computer but has a phone. So if you have a phone, you can text us. Some people are Facebookers. Well, okay, that's fine too. We can just have you to go to our FMFC Global Prayer Warriors page. Like the page. Send us messages. Do not send them to my private message box, because sometimes I might not get to that as fast as I'm looking at the ministry pages. And that's two of those, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and then we also have Ministry in Motion. I'm not saying that I ignore my messages, but sometimes I get over to the ministry first because I want to take care of you all, and I pray that's all right with you. But I'm excited this morning because we're also Woo, can somebody say Englewood?
Englewood.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We're going to be praying in Englewood this morning. Sister Kenyatta, we have prayer in the park. Prayer in the park. Isn't that awesome? God is so good because, again, Jesus walked the land. Jesus sailed in the boat. You know, he did not fly on an airplane or, you know, he didn't stay within the church walls. He went on the outside. And he would just pitch a tent wherever he was, and he did ministry. Well, we're trying to pray for some souls today. We are going to be out. FMFC, the Global Prayer Team, will be out this morning. We will start at 10:30 this morning, and we will go all the way until noon or until Holy Spirit releases us, because he's really the boss, not us. So I'm excited because we're going to do that this morning. If you want to meet us live, myself and Pastor Mel will be out today, and we are going to be praying for you. We are going to be giving away Bibles. Oh, yes, we are. You don't have a Bible? That's all right. We will supply one for you. We want you with your sword. We want you enabled. We want you to have something to fight with. So we're going to be on the Boulevard 55th, that's 5500 South. And we're just going to be on that Boulevard Park area. And we will also have the ministry phone, the 847-942-9979 number. And if you're in need of being able to reach us because you can't find us, it's okay. Go ahead on and call that phone number. But we're going to be armed and ready, Sister Kenyatta. Is that all right?
Praise the Lord. That's what God wants us to be ready. Be ye also ready.
Be ye also ready, yes. We want people to come with their hungry hearts. We want them to come with their open minds. And we want them to come not feeling like we're going to judge them. We're not there trying to size anybody up. We are going out as humble servants. So, again, we'll be out there from 10:30 until noon today. And I want you, Sister Kenyatta, if you don't mind, can you just go ahead on and set the atmosphere and begin to pray for our day, command our day for us this morning?
Praise the Lord. Yes, indeed. We thank God today. If it's raining,
amen.
Wherever you're at, if it's sunshining wherever you're at, if you have cloudy skies wherever you're at, even if it's snowing wherever you're at, God is still a great God, and it's still a wonderful day to be in the land of the living. So, Lord, we come to you right now thanking you, Lord, for who you are, Lord. We thank you because you are our creator and our maker. We thank you, Lord, because you allowed us to see another day. We thank you, Lord, because you chose us, even when we didn't even know who we were ourselves, Lord. You chose us in the midst of our mess. So we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, who took our sins. He took our pain. He took our diseases. He took our viruses. He took everything that didn't belong to us, but he took it on himself. And now we are set free, because the word of God says, he whom the Son set free is free indeed. So we thank you, Lord, right now Thank you for setting us free. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to come to you, to be in your presence, because we didn't deserve it. We don't deserve it. So we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give all glory and honor unto your holy name. We praise you right now, Father, because you told us that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You'll always be with us even till the end of the world. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. So that means in the midst of us being in the grave, you are there with us. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for always being by our side, Lord. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Father, we come pleading the blood of Jesus right now over everyone that can hear my voice, Father, over the United States of America, over the war zones. We plead the blood of Jesus right now, Lord, because you said, Father, that you will be with us and that you will supply all of our needs. So we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, standing in the need of prayer, Father, no matter how small, no matter how big it is, Father, you said you will supply our needs according to your riches and glory. So in the name of Jesus, we come standing on your word, Father, because your word says after all you can do, stand in the name of Jesus, not stand according to man's word, not stand according to man's wisdom, not standing according to man's standard, but we're standing according to your word, Father. And your word says that we are the head and not the tail, that we are above and not beneath, that we are the lenders and not the borrowers, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. So we're standing on your word according to your word, Father. You said that we are overcomers, that we are more than conquerors, Lord Jesus, that Satan is defeated in the name of Jesus. Therefore, we can walk with the authority that you have given us, Lord, according to your word. We can walk in victorious, Father. We can walk, Father, in the newness of the day, knowing that you have our back, Lord Jesus. So we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus right now over all of our kids, all over this land and country, Father. Satan, you cannot have them. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. They belong to Jesus, in Jesus' name. So we bless them right now. We loose the word of God into them, Father. Anoint their minds, Father, that every decision that they make, that they will think about you, what you would do in that situation, Father. Anoint their minds, anoint their tongues, Father, that their conversation will be with grace. In the name of Jesus, anoint their eyes, Father. Help them to see what you see as you see it. In Jesus' name, Father, you said we walk by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. Father, so give them the faith. Help them to activate the faith that you have given them, because your word says you have given man the measure of faith. So help them, Father, to activate their faith. Father, we know, Father, through your word, through Christ Jesus, that they're not too young to activate their faith. They're not too young to believe in you, Father. So we ask right now to send your anointing on them in the name of Jesus, Father, that when they go to their schools, Father, they will be representatives of you. They will walk according to your word, Father. And therefore, in the name of Jesus, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over every school, over every college, over every academy. We plead the blood of Jesus right now, Father. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. Right now, Father, we anoint every door in every school, that any person that don't belong in there will not enter the gates, in the name of Jesus. So therefore, we come against the spirit of homosexuality. We come against the spirit of drugs. We come against the spirit of alcohol. We come against the spirit of tobacco. We come against the spirit of malice. We come against the spirit of jealousy. We come against the spirit of anger. In the name of Jesus, Father, we loose your word right now. We loose peace. We lose joy. We lose happiness. Father, your word says that the joy of the Lord, Father, is in you. So we bless your holy name this day. Even though they took the prayer out of school, Father, We loose your spirit in that school, Father. They cannot stop your spirit, Father. Therefore, Father, we loose it in our kids that they walk according to your word and speak according to your word and think according to your word in the name of Jesus, Father. And now, Father, we lift up our families, Father. Satan think he has won. He has disrupted our families, Father. He's broken up the families, Father. But we loose your word right now, Father, that the families will come together in the name of Jesus, where they pray together, and Father, in the name of Jesus, they'll walk together in your word, Father. We loose it right now in our families, Father, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, that your families will come together according to your word, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the man will be the head of the household, and the woman will help be his helpmate, and the kids, Father, will be respectful to their parents in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we loose your spirit right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father. We praise your holy name, Father. And now, Father, we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ, because on the cross he said it is finished. So we bless your holy name that everything that we ask for, hallelujah, is already done in Jesus' name. It is done. It is finished in Jesus' name. We have the victory. Thank you, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus. I pray, I believe, and I receive it right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful prayer. We bless God this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Kenyatta, for your prayer and for your intercession this morning. We are really, really getting geared up. We're commanding your morning this morning. I hope that you all are excited along with us. We are praying in the park today. We're going to be on Garfield Boulevard once again from 10:30 until noon today, praying for people, giving away Bibles. We're not trying to pressure anybody, but sometimes I can remember, and this might be many years ago, but the point still stands. I can remember looking for someone to pray for me. You know, you out there, you done been through some storms. Come on, saints of God, we got to be real. We did not enter this world saved, sanctified, filled with Holy Spirit. We came out natural. So, you know, I've done some things. I've been through some things. And sometimes you wish you could find a prayer warrior right there on the street, somebody who would shown up pray for you. You didn't have to know them. You didn't have to be friends with them. You just needed somebody to touch the throne of grace with you. And so this is what we're going to be doing on today. We're going before the throne of grace. We're going before our Father who loves us. He said he was even married to the backslider. So even those of us who feel like we're not worthy because we might have been walking on the straight and the narrow in the beginning and we fell off or we went back or whatever terminology you use on today. Well, this is where we are. This is what we're doing. We're praying for you. We don't care about your sin and the fact that you need to disclose it to us. We care about your soul, in which we need for you to expose that to us. Let us in. Let us cover your gates on today. Hallelujah. We have Pastor Mel. He's from the West Coast. He is in Chicago. He will be out there with me. Once again, if you forgot, we will be on the boulevard between Garfield Boulevard, between Ashland and Damon. And we're just going to walk that whole park, that Central Park area, and we're going to pray. We're going to be looking for you all. We want you all to come and look for us. Amen. Pastor Mel, are you there with us this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'll make sure your microphone is up as well. Amen. Yes, he's going to be with us, and he's going to be praying. You all have prayer requests. They're already coming in. The prayer requests are coming in right now this morning. If you missed that, go to the FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Facebook page and inbox us your prayer requests. We're going to be praying for the bereaved this morning, you know, those who are mourning. And I don't say grieving. We in FMFC, we don't say grieving. Grieving and mourning are two different things. The Ecclesiastes say, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. He didn't say, blessed are they that grieve. So you all need to understand what you say when you say it. So we're going to be praying for the mourning on this morning. We're going to be commanding the morning as we command the morning. Amen. But I bless God because this is ministry opportunity that Jesus did all the time. He would just go out. He would ask what's his name? Not Iscariot. Oh my goodness. It was on the tip of my tongue. Zacchaeus, you know, I'm coming to stay with you tonight, so get ready, get prepared, because what Jesus was doing, he would be seeking out parties and banquets, and in other words, he would seek out the center location. He wasn't chasing folks that was already saved. He was chasing folks that were lost, and he wanted to compel them to come. He wanted to heal them. He wanted to lay hands on them. And this is what we will be doing on today. It don't matter if it's raining. Let me tell you, John Hanna did a prayer right there on Lakeshore Drive at the beach, and it was rain. When I tell you it was raining, it was storming. And he still had over 3,000 people out there at the beach in the rain. Wait a minute. At 3 o'clock in the morning, because the prayer didn't start till 5. But they wanted to make sure they had a seat, so they came just in their rain ponchos. They came with their umbrellas, and the praise dancers worship God, and the prayer warriors prayed. Come on, somebody. We're not going to let the weather stop us this morning. Pastor Mel, what, you there with me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, I need you to get excited. This is part of your flight. So you have anything you want to say or share about today's prayer in the park?
I just wanted to say that if you can't make it out there, please be in prayer. These are our people. These are our neighbors. These are our neighborhoods. These are our borders. These are our walls. This is our city. And God says that if the people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and turn to me. And he said, if we would repent from our evil ways. And see, God, we're responsible. In Jeremiah, God said, I've put you over nations, kingdoms. So when God puts us over nations and kingdoms, he's saying, I've made you responsible for those places, those people, and the events that happened there. So when we look at evil men, or we look at those that are unsaved, and even some that are saved, and we watch the things that they do and how it affects our communities, our cities, our country, well, it falls on the responsibility of the saved, of the people of God, because God placed us over those kingdoms, over those nations, and what happens in those nations are responsible. Are we praying to God? Are we going out making disciples of men? Are we counseling the wicked? Are we going out and telling them, as Jesus did, as John did, to repent and turn from their wicked ways? Are we doing good things in the face of the Lord? Are we carrying out the assignment that God has given us? You know, when someone puts you over a kingdom or a nation, it's like the Roman government. You're a governor. Are we governing correctly? Are we governing the way God would have us govern? So we just want, if you're out there, we'd love to have you. If not, you know, please be praying for the things that we're going to be praying. We're going to be praying for the people. We're going to be praying for the land. We're going to be praying for the politicians. We're going to be praying for every issue that affects this community, this city, this nation, and we just ask that you be in prayer with us, no matter where you're at, because it's going to take prayer, which gives heaven the license to get involved in earthly situations and change those situations back to how God intended them to be. So we want to keep our mouths. We want to keep our mouths active. We want to keep our feet active in praise and walking the highways and the byways to those who are not part of the kingdom yet. And I'm saying yet because we're going to usher many into the kingdom. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know what, Pastor Mel? I'm going to ask you to pray right now. The prayer requests are rolling in. There's some people out here looking for housing and employment. And I'm asking you to pray for those gates of prosperity to be opened up. Can you do that?
Yes, ma'am. Heavenly Father, we just uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise on this morning, O Heavenly Father. Father, we give you the first fruits of our mouths, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, we thank you. Father, you are the first thing that we think of, Father, when we wake up, and you're the last thing we think of when we go to sleep, Father. And we just praise you, Father. We uplift your name. We magnify your name, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Precious Lamb of God, we thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for your sacrifice, your finished works, your word, your creation. Hallelujah. We just thank you and give you praise. Right now,
yes,
we just pray for a spirit of praise right now. Hallelujah, in the name of
Jesus.
Father, we just thank you. We just uplift and magnify your name right now. Give us the spirit of praise to just take us through the day, Father. There are some people out there that need to hear a hallelujah. There are some people, Father, that need to hear an amen. There are people out there that need to hear, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There are some people that need to hear someone else praising you, Father. Father, so we don't want anyone to feel alone when we praising you, Father, and thanking you and uplifting your name, magnifying your name, and giving you glory, Father. Hallelujah. Father, right now we come before you, O Heavenly Father. Father, we loose jobs, O Heavenly Father, good-paying jobs. Father, right now we ask that every assignment door be open, and, Father, where you would have your children employed at, Father, they are employed. Father, that they are favored right now, O Heavenly Father. Father, your word says that surely you will uplift the righteous, Father. And Father, your favor goes out before them like a shield. So, Father, right now, I decree and declare, Father, that your favor will go out before your children, Father. As with a shield, Father, it will open employment doors, O Heavenly Father. Father, it will put them in jobs, Father, that they don't feel qualified for, O Heavenly Father. Father, but you know what we are qualified for. You know what you equipped us for, Father. So, Father, lead them to the Holy Spirit. Lead them to those jobs, those opportunities. Hallelujah. And begin to let their name just resonate with those that make hiring decisions, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, there are those of your children, Father, that need a place to stay, O Heavenly Father, a roof over their head. Father, you put them in the positions of governorship. Father, give them housing that is commensurate, Father, with who you ordained them to be, Father. Not what
yes.
they have been looking for, Father, but who you have, Father, ordained them to be. Let their housing be commensurate, Father. We loose those homes right now, O Heavenly Father. We loose, O Heavenly Father, the ability to get in those homes. Loans, O Heavenly Father. Loans, O Heavenly Father. Rental agreements, Father. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Father, those that may have credit situations, Father. Father, just let landlords, Father, management companies say, I don't care about that. This is the place you're supposed to be. I'm being obedient. Father, even let your people, meet your people, meet our brothers and sisters, Father, in positions of influence, O Heavenly Father, and open the door, O Heavenly Father, so
yes.
that your children will be hired, your children will have nice places to stay, O Heavenly Father, and those, Father, that you put strategically in undesired places, O Heavenly Father, Holy Spirit, lead them and guide them in those places so that they will bring men and women to Christ. Let each and every child know that you place us strategically because not that you don't want us to live in comfort, but many times you place us on assignment, Father. And that you
yeah.
will never leave us or forsake us, that you have given your angels charge over us, and even in a situation that doesn't look desirable, Father, you will keep us, Father, in perfect peace, Father, because our mind will be stayed on you. You will protect us, Father, no matter where we are, where we dwell, where we work, how we got to get there, how far we got to go, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. We thank you right now and praise your holy name. Father, there are those out there, O Heavenly Father, that need transportation. So, Father, we lose transportation, O Heavenly Father. And even though, Father, why some of us may be on public transportation or even walking or on a bike, O Heavenly Father, Father, let them know that this is just part of the assignment because there's somebody that
yeah.
may be on a bus. There's somebody that may be on a bike. There's somebody that may be walking that needs to be ministered to, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you and praise your holy name, Father. We magnify your name, Father.
Hallelujah
in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Even myself, Father, I take public transportation to work, and I see every day, Father, those that need prayer, those that need ministering to, Father, those, Father, that need a hug, those that need to hear, I love you. Hallelujah, Father. So, Father, we just thank you, O Heavenly Father. Just, Father, we ask that you open every gift, you equip, you loose every equipping, Father, that you've given us, Father, to benefit the kingdom, to help mankind, to help our brothers and sisters, Father, to allow us to lean on each other, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, when we don't have transportation, Father, let us not think of it as a punishment, Father, but give you glory, Father, because it's just part of the assignment until the vehicle comes, Father. Hallelujah. In the mighty
yeah.
name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you and praise you. Hallelujah. Father, there are those out there, Father, that need food and provisions and clothes, Father. Hallelujah in the mighty name of Jesus. And I have to say, Father, I was there. But, Father, you took me through, Father. You blessed me with the things that I asked for. When I asked for some shoes, Father, you gave me shoes. When I asked for socks, Father, you gave me socks. Father. So, Father, we just thank you, and you are faithful, Father. So right now, Father, we loose, Father, every provision needed, for your word says that my God, our Father, shall supply
yes,
our every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father, I decree that scripture, that promise over each and every person, Father, that is in need right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, We want to uplift the children, Father, that just started school this week, Father, or just a few weeks ago. Father, we ask, Father, that you protect them, O Heavenly Father, to and fro the school. Father, keep them from the hands and the reaches of the enemy. We cancel every assignment, Father, of brought about by the enemy, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you give our children, Father, a super natural academic ability. Father, I pray that you anoint every teacher, Father, that they can teach these children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask for we pray a supernatural anointing for the administrators to run these schools, O Heavenly Father. Father, no matter what is in the bank accounts of these school districts, Father, you have given them an anointing, Father, to run these places, Father. Supernaturally, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, right now we ask that you favor the children, favor the kids, Father. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, begin to let the teachers see, Father, in their imaginations what they can pour into these children, Father. Father, and let the children see how far they can go, how wise you open the path, Father, for them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, reveal to them, Father, where they can go, Father, for your word says that a secret belongs to the Lord, but those things that are revealed belong to us and our children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them be generational-minded, Father, that they're just not learning and moving forward for themselves, but for their children and their children's children and the kingdom, Father, and they're honoring you, Father, by walking in the ability and gifts that you've given them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we pray that you bring people from the highways and byways that need to be prayed, Father, as we go out today, Father, in prayer in the park. Father, watch over your anointed ones, Father, Apostle Overton and myself. Holy Spirit, guide us, guide our mouths, hallelujah, that your love just pour out of us on the people in the mighty name of Jesus. And all these words, Father, we have spoken before your throne of grace. We decree them to be so. We say amen, amen, and amen.
Now let's put a praise on that. Hallelujah.
I've been singing this song to God over my life. I started declaring it over my life, and I started saying, there's a miracle in this room with my name. There's a healing in this room, and it's here for me. Yeah. There's a breakthrough. Got my name on it, so I'm gonna put a praise on it. I'm gonna put a praise on it. I got real happy. I said, there's a miracle in this room. We pop the name on it. You ought to put your name in the atmosphere with us, and not just to be done. There's a healing in this room.
praise him. Praise him. Put a praise on it. That's my girl Tasha Cobb. Y'all know she is anointed to praise her some God. She is anointed. We are still just lifting up the name of Jesus. We are still just praying for you this morning. We have our own Sister Kenyatta all the way from this Michigan, and Pastor Mel, our West Coast pastor in the city, and we are interceding for you all this morning. I have already put out the information on my Facebook page. Come join us. We are going to be praying in the park for you today from 10:30 until noon. Yes, yes, yes. FMFC Global Prayer Warriors want to intercede and command your morning. It is nothing like having your day start out in prayer. It is nothing like having more than one person link their faith with yours, and you all bombard heaven, and you all command the atmosphere. You command your day. So I'm so excited. I'm geared up. I'm even going to tell you, so you can easily find me, I will have on earth a turquoise shirt and a blue jean skirt. You will be able to find us between Garfield Boulevard, Ashland Avenue, and Damon Avenue today, 10:30 till noon. We will still be interceding for you. We will still be covering you in prayer. Any more input? Sister Kenyatta, you're still with us. Your mic is still open, my dear.
Praise the Lord. Yes, I am.
Amen. And I'm so excited because I know you're going to be praying and interceding on behalf of us as we are out here in the highways and in the hedges and compelling men to come. I know you will be praying.
Yes, I will. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. We need all the prayer and intercession that we can get. Pastor Mel as well. You have any other remarks for us this morning, Pastor Mel?
No, ma'am. Just only to please pray. We are in a time of prayer as Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. We are in that day, in that time, that we need to pray and be in prayer with each other and for each other.
Okay, well, I thank you so much for that. Let me give you all that last-minute number. If you need to text us, you can't quite find us. We are going to be at 847-942-9979. If you cannot remember that or didn't have a pen for that, just jump on Facebook. Go to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. You will find information on Ministry in Motion, or you'll find information on my page. I'm trying to make it as available as possible. Pastor Mel, I'm asking you to do the same, Sister Kenyatta, that the people can see where we're going to be. You could just copy and paste the information and have it on your phone. But saints of God, the one thing the Word of God tells us is pray without ceasing. So I don't know about you all, but I'm geared up. I'm excited.
We are going to be praying in the park. And everybody that we pray for, you will receive a free Bible today. So I thank you all for tuning in. I bless you all for being with us today. Father God, be with us even the more. Bless every participant. Bless every intercessor. Bless everyone who's planning to come. Bless those, Lord God, who can't make it out but want to be able to reach out. Lord God, let them feel the anointing. We will try and periscope and go live for the people so that they can see and understand that prayer is an outreach. It's not just always behind the walls. It's not always behind the pulpit. It's not always by the bedside. But, Lord, we have to go out into the highways. We have to go out into the desert. We have to go out into our community, and we just have to pray, and we have to command our boundaries back from the enemy, reestablish some ground. So, Lord God, anoint our feet, anoint our mouths, anoint our hands, anoint our eyes and ears, every gate, oh God, for the seeing and the hearing and the discernment that we need. Cover us with the blood. We bind up every bullet, or we bind up any cars that might jump a curb. We bind up accidents. God, we just bind up that enemy in the name of Jesus. We bind him, and then we take out the breath from any plot and plan that he may have devised against us in the name of Jesus. And we will be victorious. We will be more than conquerors for the kingdom on today. We will put a smile on your face in the name of Jesus. And I thank you today right now for your saving grace and keeping power. I thank you right now for all that you've done and all that you're doing in us and through us for such an appointed time as this. And Father, we'll be careful to give your name the praise. We'll be careful to give your name the glory and the honor in Jesus' mighty name, oh God. We decree these things so. Hallelujah.
Thank you.